I'm Bill Littlefield. Next week on Only a Game, Shaquille O'Neal reads from his latest book for children, and I can assure you, Dr. Big Aristotle will delight. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill. I can genuinely say I can hardly wait. And I'd like to say hello to people who are getting in under the wire just in time. Our new listeners in Gainesville, Florida, on 89.1 WUFT, Woofed Radio,
excellent,
are going to get in just in time to hear Shaquille O'Neal next week.
And they'll like it, too, I'm sure. The Cleveland Indians won the American League pennant on Wednesday afternoon. And when he took the mound for the clinching game, Game 5, Ryan Merritt had been the starting pitcher in one previous Major League game. One. I guess Cleveland manager Terry Francona had the Blue Jays right where he wanted them that afternoon.
He did. He threw 4 1/3 scoreless innings, and they won the ALCS. They're going to the World Series. And he's also getting married, and somebody who I'm sure was well-meaning, but you know, probably doomed Merritt and his fiancée to 933 juicers, let out his wedding registry, which has now been swamped by sports guys. Like this guy, whose Twitter handle is Positive Tribe, and he said, if I can't buy World Series tickets, I'll buy 700 thread count sheets for the new Prince of Cleveland and his princess. Good for you, Positive Tribe. Nothing says old-time baseball like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Charlie, we have talked about how Chicago GM Theo Epstein would be celebrated if the Cubs win the World Series. Does Terry Francona, managing the Red Sox when they finally won in 2004, go directly to the Hall of Fame if the Indians win the series for the first time since 1948?
Well, Bill, he goes directly to my Hall of Fame, which is really the only one that counts. Yeah, I mean, this would be an extraordinary accomplishment for him. And he's managed extremely well in Cleveland the whole time he's been
under
there.
Under not ideal circumstances.
No, not at all.
When your starting pitcher lasts four batters and is bleeding all over the mound and you have to go to bullpen that early, that's not easy. In a recent poll, the majority of the NBA's 30 general managers predicted that LeBron James will be the MVP this season. That doesn't particularly surprise me. I was a little surprised that so few experts picked Steph Curry for that distinction. What about you?
Yeah, I think some folks are overthinking it a little bit. They're figuring that Steph Curry's numbers will fall off because of the presence of Kevin Durant. I just think Kevin Durant's going to get the same numbers he always did, and so will Steph Curry.
This week, Dr. Bennett Omalu disclosed that the late Jordan Parsons is the first mixed martial artist to be diagnosed with CTE. Parsons was killed in May by a hit-and-run driver. Any idea whether the MMA world will deal with this sad reality any better than the NFL or the NHL have done?
I don't know how you deal with it if you're not willing to change the nature of your sport. And if you change the nature of mixed martial arts, you don't have a sport anymore. You know, once again, you know, it's this very bizarre collision of public health and essentially libertarianism as practiced by athletes. Mm. But the only thing you can do is hammer away at the warning to every athlete engaged in these sports. Look, this is the inevitable result of a career in this particular sport. You can't avoid it. This is part of the deal you make when you take on this career.
New York Giants kicker Josh Brown was suspended this season for one game after an investigation into allegations of domestic abuse made by his now ex-wife. New documents have surfaced that show that Brown admitted to verbally and physically abusing this woman on multiple occasions. Another mess the NFL has handled poorly.
It's extraordinary. I don't know how many times they have to screw up on this particular front to realize they need a change at management at the very, very top. Nobody in this story comes out well. Certainly the owner of the New York Giants doesn't come out well. Roger Goodell doesn't come out well because he's Roger Goodell, and it's impossible for him to come out well because he doesn't know what he's doing.
He
doesn't follow the pathetic penalties he put in place. And I'm still trying to get my head around how these documents, which were obviously part of some sort of therapy Josh Brown was undergoing, and to my mind, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but I play one on Only a Game. These have to be privileged. Who the hell leaks privileged medical information? The overwhelming fact remains is that Josh Brown got off incredibly easy and that Roger Goodell shouldn't be parking cars at the NFL, let alone running the league.
Tiger Woods, last heard from withdrawing from last week's Safeway Open, said in an interview on Thursday that he believes he will break Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 major championships. Mr. Woods has 14. Does this seem likely to you?
No, and this is one of the great surprises of my life. When I wrote what has become an infamous article about Tiger Woods in 1997, I said categorically he was going to beat that record. I'm amazed that he's not going to. Hmm. But you know what? He's not going to.
5-year-old sports fan Lewis Kays had to go to a birthday party last weekend, and this meant that he had to miss Celtic FC playing Motherwell in Scotland. He called the Celtic FC front office to say he was sorry, and a representative of the club called him back to say thank you for calling. I wonder maybe if everybody who has a season ticket and misses games ought to call and say, I'm sorry I can't be there.
Wait a minute. This kid does a remarkable thing, and he gets thank you for calling in return?
He should get a jersey.
He should
at
sit
least
on the damn bench for the rest of the year. Lewis, come on, man. This is the golden ticket.
And finally, we have a story out of Quebec where a thief broke into a sporting goods store last weekend and made off with $150,000 worth of hockey sticks. And if you were the constable leading the investigation, where do you go to look for this miscreant?
Apparently, he took his time.
First
of all, let's just say that the guy came into the store through the ceiling, and the name of the store is Monkey Sports. Thank you very much. But that aside, he apparently picked the ones that were the most valuable.
Precisely.
And he walked away with $150,000 worth of high-end hockey sticks. What's he going to do with them? Is he going to set up a stand? Is there someplace you go to fence high-end hockey sticks? I mean, is you know, Louis and Trois-Rivières in a market for, you know, 150, not even autographed, for God's sakes.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Zoot alors, Bill.